You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Tuesday, February 20th, 2007. Here's a follow-up story to a commentary we did a ways back. A couple who forced some of their 11 adopted special needs children to sleep in cages were sentenced to 2 years in prison each for the child endangering, after emotional statements in which the parents claimed they were only trying to keep the kids safe. Sharon Gravel told the court the children were never confined as punishment, but rather to protect them, including a child who wanted to jump out a second-floor window. Would you prefer that we let them jump? Either way, we'd be here. The difference is that they are still alive, she said in a 26-minute statement. To children who suffered from problems such as fetal alcohol syndrome, a disorder that involves eating non-food items, range from age 1 to 14 when authorities removed them in September 2005 from the home about 60 miles west of Cleveland. They were placed in foster care until 2005 when the couple lost custody in March. This all goes to show that the care of special needs children needs to be done by parents who are qualified to care for special needs children, who receive education in the care for special needs children, not just to have special needs children to receive financial aid for having them. Is this the story behind the story? I think it's possible. Now these parents are serving two-year sentences, and where are the children today? Hopefully, in a home that can take care of them properly and not in cages. I'm Dana Pretzer.